it is safe to say that Kanye West will not be America's next president. You know what I'm saying? Joining the race relatively late, Kanye failed to make it on a good portion of the ballots of many states. Across the 12 states in which he did appear on the ballot, The Guardian reports he received under 60,000 votes in total. The New York Times reports that the state in which he performed the strongest was Tennessee, where he received over 10,000 votes, less than half that of Libertarian. How you say it, y'all?
Libertarian.
Less than half that of Libertarian candidate Joe Jorgensen. And Kanye's portion of the vote is about 0.3% of the state's total, and he failed to crack the 10,000 vote mark in any other state. So it says Gay did though vote for himself as a write-in in the state of Wyoming. But his vote will not count unless he pays a fee to the state and files further paperwork. And, quote, well, Kanye 2024, he tweeted alongside a photo of himself.
Well, I'm excited. for I think he did a wonderful job. I've told people for years now to never count out Kanye. There's never a thing that he set out to do and did not accomplish. From producing, to rapping, to the person that he ended up marrying, to being the biggest clothes designer. Everything Kanye has set out to do, he has been undefeated in. And I think people should start looking into that. In 2018, or whenever he announced, he said, I will be running for president in 2020. And he made it to the ballot. Now he's saying he's going to win in 2024. I'm not saying it's impossible, but if you check his track record, he's undefeated. So 2024, we getting a fire ass album and a dope ass president. So there it is. You know,
man, my cousin got Down syndrome. She got the same record of success as Kanye, my nigga. If she wanna color, she gonna color. If she wanna eat some cereal, nigga, she gonna eat some cereal. Whatever she put her mind to, she gonna do it. I don't want to hear nothing.
I'm like, he doesn't have a better team that could have got him on every ballot in America. Nobody wanted to help him. Do y'all think that he called people and they turned him down, or he just...
Yes. Yes. If Kanye called you 10 years ago, I'm helping. I'm picking up the phone. I'm dropping whatever I'm doing. Kanye, as of late, you treating him like, all right, I'll get back to you. You know? You okay though? You good? You straight? Right. Like you giving him them kind of conversations.
The family need anything? The family good? How's Kim? Like, yeah.
Everything.
But
he had
no fucking plan. We all have gripes with the world. We all see the injustices, but what you gonna motherfucking do about it?
Goddamn something. In the game, at least.
And that's the thing, like, people were telling him, like, why don't you be the governor like Arnold Schwarzenegger was? He's like, nah, fuck that. I could just become president first. He don't even want to do the work.
Because Trump set out the blueprint. Trump
for not doing right. Anybody.
Nigga, I'm finna run for president. If Trump is president,
anybody,
I don't know what to do either. Let me try.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, like, what he said, how he answered the questions might not be what we used to, but the truth of the matter is there is no one individual who knows everything about everything. There's no one president that's ever ran and won who was like, yes, I know exactly what to do. They might have known how to give you the answer to make it seem like they knew what to do, but you one motherfucker, you can't know about every problem in every state and every sector of America.
Not every problem, but you are well informed on a lot of the issues that have to do with your motherfucking expertise. You're not just coming from motherfucking karate to motherfucking football, you know what I'm saying? Or motherfucking karate to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I know I might mess up, but I mean, who doesn't? No, people train for this. People work at this. People have real, they really do set out plans. People who really care about the shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They really have. They've been in the shit. They people was in the shit. They people's people.
I don't know. I was finna add on. I think the only way Kanye could win is if he had Kid Cudi as his vice president and that nigga hum through all his speeches. That's the only way I'm gonna vote for Kanye.
We can't have two emotionally unstable people in office. One is enough. I can't have Kid Cudi just sad.
Kid Cudi's sober now. He good. His mind clear. He good.
Kid Cudi tweeted. Kid Cudi tweeted, vote for Biden. Kim Kardashian liked that tweet, and the media's going crazy. Because you know everybody's like, who the fuck did Kim vote for, bitch?
Who'd you know she didn't vote for Kanye. She don't even like that nigga.
That is
no
her
more.
Husband and the father of her children, Teddy. She has to. You have to ride, right?
Love and like is two different things.
Oh, man, you better preach a word today.
You feel me? Like, she might got love for this nigga, different. Love the kids, love the family. She don't like this man.
There may be some
her skin crawls when that nigga speak. Like, she irritated. And that's why we got to make better decisions for the future, because we can't go back.
We can't.
There's so much fuck shit that's done in the past that we still trying to correct, nigga. They reversing all these laws and shit. Brown versus Board. They trying to reverse every good thing that we done. Trump tried to undo all of Obama in his 4 years. That's all that's been on this man's heart. So we just got to do things that help our future, help the future that's not going to be here. Because we do a lot of just moving around and thinking for us right now.
But to Ron's point, right, like how you were saying, even with this many Americans have died from COVID and stuff, even with whoever was the president at that time would have had to handle the pandemic. And at some point, even if they may not have opened up as fast as Trump or something, it's like they don't have as much power as people think. Like, Trump wasn't even the only one making decisions as to how to handle COVID. It's the whole Republicans and Democrats fighting over whether or not they give people unemployment and this or that. And that would happen no matter who is president, whether it's Kanye, Donald, or Barack. And half the shit Barack wanted to do couldn't even get approved because you got the whole checks and balances. So at some point, it is like, we might get used to the fact that how reality stars took over TV. We might have to get used to the fact that we are America, pop culture sways so much, and celebrities might come with a game plan. For instance, my person would be like, T.I. If T.I. came out.
What?
Right.
The fuck? Let that trap nigga.
Hold on. Let me tilt my hat, Shorty. Let me.
Ain't nobody trying to see no goddamn tip. Let me tell you something, the people of the White House. I just want you all to know that I am emphatically and absolutely positively.
Okay, maybe not for president, but
he wouldn't know how to communicate. We're saying if
in a world where you had to pick a celebrity, you had to. There's not other people, you had to. I get worried about even people like Kanye West or somebody like a Cardi B who is very interested in these things, but I don't think they would want to sit through these board meetings, be interested in that. Jay-Z would be another great candidate. Like,
Killer Mike
would be good.
Ice Cube. I'm gonna vote for Ice Cube.
Ain't it obvious? Like, ain't the obvious choice Will Smith? Isn't he excellent at everything?
You can't control Jada. You don't need to be in the White House.
I vote for Jada before I vote for Will at this point.
What?
I vote for Jada Mama because she fine.
Yes, she is. Good Lord, she is. Look younger than Jada. That's a whole nother story, though.
Oh,
I would say The Rock. I'd vote for The Rock. You know, if he take the country seriously as he take his body, I'd take The Rock. I'd take, but those, like, I feel like them the obvious choices. Like, people were talking about
The Rock is the obvious choice to who?
I'm just saying, a lot of people have talked about them running for president.
I feel like you stare at The Rock body a lot, Ron. The Rock is the best choice. You see the pecs, the abs, the deltoids, nigga.
We're not gonna do that. What else?
He's gonna take it there. He's like, fuck that.
I'm not even saying for me. I just heard conversation about them running for president even before Trump ran. I don't know that the niggas would be good, but like,
I mean, what's crazy is, like, I feel like maybe 5 years ago everybody was saying Oprah could be president if Donald's running, and then now the tables have turned so much where it's like Oprah can't even tweet something without people like, shut your hating yourself ass up.
Wow. Yeah, I was about to say, I ain't thought about Oprah in a year.
I'm dead. A year.
who completely clean.
I used to think about her every day. She was on TV every day. I ain't thought about her in years.
Who's completely like in the clear, not at all this like cancel culture and all this super in you know out there, like, you know, and not Oprah. Shit, who I tell you who I would say. I would vote for either Michael Eric Dyson or Cornel West. Those would be my two people. If I would say, like, if I got to throw out an intellectual who's hip, but also intellectual enough to get the job done, and obviously as black and fucking black people, them are two people I can think about. But you say no, why not?
I don't know. I don't have no real reason. I just Cornel West and the White House. They mix, but I don't think he would want to be president.
No, but he had that little mug and that stupid ass beard and afro, and then you know he's Kanye adjacent.
So is there anything that Kanye could do to sway people? Because I will say too, Ron, although with the Joe Rogan shit, a lot of it was like, this is nonsense. I can't vote for this man. But he's hella charming and manipulative to the point where if you listen to him for too long, you start to be like, yeah, what? So you got to be aware. But what could he do? Could he do anything to get you to vote for him?
To get me to vote for him? Probably not. Because I'm not crazy, you know. But like I said, it sounds good. If it were me, he would have to do what people have suggested, which is show, even though, what's his name? Trump didn't do it, but I would need to see it out of Kanye because I would need to see it. Run for some other small office. You from Chicago, be the alderman first, like Chris Rock was in the head of state. I don't even know what the fuck an alderman is. We ain't got to.
This ain't no movie. This is real people's lives.
Like, run for alderman first. Show that you can do a good job there. Run for mayor or governor or city. Do something to where we be like, see?
Did Trump do any of those things?
No.
No, I'm saying for me. All right,
so now after this, everybody's shooting for the moon. Ain't no work your way up, nigga. I'm going to just drop my album.
And jump in. Be the president.
Whatever I got to do.
I can tour and do my little speeches while I'm in that city. You know what I'm saying? Because I will schedule my shit around that type shit. But no.
Hold on, wait. Trump, I did learn that Trump, because I didn't know, but Trump had run and tried to like do a rough run kind of how Kanye did this time and like didn't even make it to like the Republican like primaries or shit like that, like got dusted in the first round of even trying to campaign, and then the next year was like, oh, this how this shit go, cool, came back and won that motherfucker. So don't count Kanye out for 2024 to try or at least get a lot more of his shit together.
Well,
and
I'll
he might be
the
first heavy like liberal, I don't know. Go ahead, Pete. What was you saying about Kanye getting around?
I don't know.
I'll tell you this much, because we don't even think about this. What would it take for me to vote for Kanye? The same thing it took for me to vote for zombified-ass Biden. If the other option is terrible, like, we acting like, oh, well, I ain't vote. Nigga, if it come down to one of Trump's kids and Kanye in 2024... What you gonna do? You know, like what you gonna do?
I wouldn't vote. I'm like, this don't count. America ain't real. I've been living as a white man this whole time. I would just feel the opposite about everything.
I would love to have a candidate who is fit for the job, who makes sense, and all that stuff. I'd love to back that. But that ain't where we live. We don't live in that America. We live in the America of, do you want to eat a piece of shit or swallow a knife? And it's like, I mean, give me the shit, I guess. I don't want to die swallowing the knife. So that's where we at. If Kanye,
hey, that was a good analogy. I like that.
Shout out to Jeff Horst. He gave me that analogy. He's a comedian who liked politics.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, it's like, yo, if Kanye can manage to become a piece of shit against a knife, he got my vote, because that's how Joe got it.
Wow.
I mean, that's kind of
how she gonna do, dog, you know. So, hey, Kanye, become a piece of shit. You're good at it. He made a song about it with Lil Pimp. I mean, Lil Pump.
Right.
Oh, my God. Petey, do you have anything else to say?
Like a quick fuck.
Yeah.
You had anything else to say, P?
Hey, I'm originally from Detroit. That's Canada adjacent, so I'll bounce. I don't give a fuck. I've been over there. I got a few friends. I don't have to be here, so y'all can deal with whatever y'all want to deal with.
Canada sound good, because I ain't gonna lie, I did look up today to see what you'd have to do to become a Canadian resident, and it was like, you'd have to be there for like 3 to 4 years, and it don't sound that bad, but then I'm like, oh, I would hate to have to come back to another country and customs and all of that. Like, nah, I ain't dealing with
that. It's not that hard. It ain't that hard. And you can stay over there. This is how you do it. I've looked into it. No, I haven't, but this is my thought. You go over there, right? And then you just hide for like 3-4 years. And then when you're ready to go back, you do some fuck shit. Then they deport you. Now you gotta go back. Bam.
So I just walk around the street, start slapping senior citizens, and then now I'm back in LA.
Just start, just start pissing on all the maple leaves and shit. Be like, fuck y'all bacon. Take your dick out, Be like, fuck the prime minister with y'all Harry Potter talking asses. They be like, you gotta get the fuck out of here. Then they gonna send you back home. You ain't even gotta pay for the ticket, nigga. They gonna
But where am I hide at, bro?
That's what I'm thinking. Where's the hide at for them 3 years? I mean, you just go and hide out for 3 years. No.
You
gotta hide Drake house, nigga.
Yeah, just hide in the crib. Like, don't be doing too much. I don't fucking know, nigga. I'm making it up. But it sounds good. Just hide
No, you
out.
Can't. No, if you think about it, you could go to Seattle and catch one of them little bus things into Canada. You know what I'm saying? Or like the little trolley thing that take you into.
Yo, we supposed to be going here to make a better life. Why is we trying to
That's
go
why
here?
We have to get here to make a better life. Shit, first. So we take that, get over there, then find a place.
Yeah, don't be doing all that American shit, eating yellow cheese and whatever else Americans do. Just eat that fucking bacon, say A, fit in, nigga, just hide out. They don't like on
that. That ain't even bacon, nigga. That's just a small slice of ham.
See, don't say that. Oh don't God. Say that. Okay. You already gonna get deported.